Salutations to the Truth Corps, whoever and wherever you may be on the planet. I'm here today with the parable of the golden eggs. Now, in the past, and who knows, perhaps again in the future, and perhaps the not too distant future, when there were enough sane human animals in the world to carry the measure of sanity for the whole world, there were such things as stories and parables. And in that ancient time, a story had a moral. A parable had a lesson, and you could come away with that lesson and carry it into your life. It could become a part of your way of behaving, and it could guide you and assist you in the way you live and in the way you relate to others. And so I wish it to be for the parable of the golden eggs. Now, in offering you this parable, I invite you to engage in a simple exercise. Some people might call this, speaking in Jungian terms, an exercise of active imagination. Others would call it a guided meditation. It's really nothing so complicated as that. It's a simple act of storytelling. And you are invited to participate in the story that I recount. So picture yourself in a great park somewhere, such as, say, Hyde Park in the center of London. It's a great flat area with trees, walking paths. There's a pond. Oh, yes, there is. There's a pond, and there are swans in the pond. One of them might even be, like me, a black swan. And you walk at your leisure in freedom and with pleasure through the park. And in this park, there are others walking around you. They pass by you. You see them at a distance. And some of them you know. Now you are walking alone. But as you walk, you may encounter some others that you know. So you give the sign of acknowledgement, a friendly sign, a wave or a smile. Those people are familiar. You know who they are. But there are many others in the park who are strangers. No problem. Everyone is there in freedom. Everyone is there to enjoy the beauty of the environment. And so you see strangers coming and going as you walk. Now picture yourself standing, say, at the pond in this great park, this great open space of humanity. And as you're standing there, you look off across the distance. You see people walking toward you, people walking away. And at a certain moment, you catch sight of someone in the distance who seems to be coming in your direction with a certain kind of intention. Now, this is someone that you don't know. But you do observe that they are coming straight toward you. And indeed, they do arrive in front of you, standing, say, 5 or 6 feet away from you, presenting an amiable and non-threatening presence. So there suddenly, someone is in front of you, presenting themselves to you. Be it a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. It's a stranger. Let's say it's a man. And in the telepathic connection you immediately have, you know that he intends to give you something. So he extends his arm with the palm down, but his hand is closed. So there's something in his hand he wants to give you. And once again, holding his gaze, reading his mind, he tells you to extend your hand. So you do. You extend your arm to full length with the palm upward. And you place it directly beneath his hand so you can receive what he has to give you. And then he opens his hand and he drops a golden egg onto the palm of your hand. He gives you a golden egg. This stranger gives you a golden egg, and it drops into your hand, and it is yours to keep. You close your fingers around it, and you have the golden egg. It belongs to you. It's a free gift. So what is this golden egg? Well, it's something called common sense. And you have received it. Or may I ask you, have you received it? Do you have common sense? And if you have common sense, how do you know that you have it? Irrespective of however you might have attained it, it is a fact that you have common sense. Now, acting on common sense, you can do a lot of things. And in some cases, they are simple and trivial things. But in other cases, they might be crucial things. So, common sense tells you what to do in many situations, doesn't it? And it tells you how to react and how to handle and manage a situation. You operate on common sense. It's a gift, like a golden egg, given to you by a stranger. Now, I ask you to just pause with me here for a moment and consider this gift of common sense. It is truly a golden egg. It is truly a precious gift. Just consider the many instances in your life when you have used common sense, the many situations when you need common sense to know what to do. So, the golden egg that falls into your palm becomes your own. It's as if it was never not there. It's as if you never didn't have it. And you use it to your advantage and your benefit. There's a wonderful property of this golden egg of common sense. It has, in the first place, an inherent value. But the value of it can increase. In other words, the golden egg of common sense is like a currency that you can negotiate so that it becomes more valuable. A certain part of your common sense is already established in you in some mysterious way, but you can increase and improve the common sense. You can learn things that become part of that faculty of common sense. For instance, you might not know that in certain places, on certain beaches where you could swim, there is something called the undertow. Now, the people who live in those areas where undertow happens on the beach already have a common sense about undertow. You might not have that, but you could learn it from one of the natives who lives in the area of the beach. They could tell you about it. They could warn you, and then you would have an additional factor of common sense, and it would become inherent and innate to you, like the common sense that you already have about other things and other situations. So you would have the common sense to know that if you go swimming on a certain beach in a certain place, you need to watch out for the undertow. Many, many examples, dozens of examples come to mind, don't they? So from contemplating this little parable for a moment, the first part of the parable, you can see that common sense is something that you innately possess. It is a valuable quantity of awareness. And it is possible for that quantity to grow. As you use your common sense, you can learn to apply it in more ways than you might have initially known at the beginning. So the golden egg has an inherent and initial value, precious value, which can be augmented and increased by learning, by transactions of learning. Another example is filling your car at a gas station. It's common sense that you don't light a cigarette while you're filling your car with gas. Now, granted, there are some people who don't have that common sense. Now, in the process of presenting this parable, the introduction to this parable, I won't go into the issue of those who lack common sense, or those whose common sense may be inadequate or damaged. It's an important subject, however, and I'll pick it up at some other time. But for now, all you need to know is that you carry with you through life the golden egg of common sense. The final observation I would make before concluding the parable is that the faculty of common sense allows you to see what violates it. So if something happens to you, around you, if there's a situation or an event which does not accord to common sense, the golden egg that you carry signals you when it tells you, it says, that doesn't make sense. So the golden egg of common sense is extremely valuable. It is a treasure you carry through life, a treasure imparted to you by a stranger from an unknown source. So much for the first part of the parable. Now I invite you to return to the original scene and let's replay it together in a different way. You're standing in the park. Some people you know are passing by. You signal them. You acknowledge them with a smile. You recognize who they are. And others are strangers. Most of them are strangers. The man or woman who gave you the golden egg of common sense was a stranger, right? Remember that, the parable tells you that. So there you are again in that setting, and once again, someone approaches you, a stranger, and the same series of actions recurs. He comes up to you, stands at a respectable distance, and holds out his hand, palm down, with something in his hand. And the telepathic communication invites you to extend your arm with the palm open, the palm of your hand open, to receive what the stranger intends to give you. And so, your palm is there directly under the hand of the stranger, and the stranger opens his hand, and there is a golden egg in his hand. But what happens now? What happens now is something odd, because the golden egg floats. It floats in the palm of the stranger's hand, even though that palm is flat and open, even though the stranger is not holding the golden egg, it does not drop into your palm. This is the parable of the golden eggs. And of course, it begs the question, well, why doesn't the second golden egg drop into your palm like the first one did? Why don't you hold and carry through your life the second golden egg in the same way as you do the first golden egg? That is the question. Linger on that question for a moment. This parable has a lesson. It is a universal lesson that applies to every single human being, every human animal living on the earth. Why doesn't the second golden egg fall into the open palm of your hand? Simple question, right? The parable itself forms that question. The progression, the plot of this simple story leads to that question, doesn't it? And what is the answer to that question? It's simple. You cannot receive the second golden egg without knowing who gives it to you. Recall for a moment the first part of this exercise. A stranger approaches you in a park and gives you a golden egg. You receive it. It drops into your palm. And you don't have to know who that stranger was. But to receive the second golden egg, you must know. You absolutely must know who is giving it to you. That's the difference between the two golden eggs. That is the lesson of this parable. Of course, it's an open lesson. There is more to be said here, isn't there? There is more to this story, more to be learned. But for now, enough said, and I'll be seeing you in the beauty to come.